Okay, Lumpur, thank you for the most profound expository discourse on the Anapanasati. This is the only place which explains the active nature of observing the breath and the meaning of breath body. These made good sense. Question one, was this talk recorded? Yes, it was. If so, will it be available online? Usually it's up sometime after the... Whenever it usually gets cleaned up and then gets put online on our website. Do you have it recorded elsewhere? There's actually, like today I gave a kind of an overview of Anapanasati. And is it actually on our website? The talks that I did years ago? Okay. At the monastery, certainly. I'm not sure if it's online. But at the monastery, there's a... what year was that I did that? 2005. We started the winter retreat, and so I started... we're starting winter retreat. I give some instruction on mindfulness of breathing. And so I started and I think did about 17 talks on mindfulness of breathing. So that's available. I went through the whole discourse. I didn't have a plan to start like that, but which is usually the case. But then it sort of, this seems like a good thing to do is just follow up on it. So that... it's easy just to write to the monastery. One, check and see if it is online on our website. And if not, then to we do have CDs of it there if anybody wants. Do you have an essay with your explanation? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it's been transcribed. If not, I notice a few yogis were taking notes. Perhaps they can send them to you for corrections and share with Sangha. But I think there's enough material there anyway. And then question two, how do you practice it? I imagine, in terms of me, how do I practice it? Do you need to memorize it and note all the aspects? And then in brackets, tick them off and get a certificate? And that's, of course, where it gets kind of interesting in the sense of familiarizing oneself with those, all these different aspects of mindfulness of breathing. Learning them, memorizing them, getting a feel for them, and then experimenting and seeing what actually is useful to one. And sometimes it could be that you do, start with one and go down the list at 1 to 16 and just to keep yourself on track. At other times, you'll find a place where you start to sit and the mind just wants to go to a particular aspect of mindfulness of breathing. At other times, one finds that particular aspects, you just want to keep going to it over and over again to really let it sink in and settle as a reflection as well as a way of settling the mind. Because these are, particularly the Anapanasati is a versatile way of practicing so that it can be both a way of settling and stilling the mind, as well as reflective and investigative meditation. So one can be using it in whatever way is useful for one.